Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by spokesperson for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, Anna McFarland, to talk about the dire need for blood donations at this time of year. So let's just get started with this. Can you give me a little bit of background on where the blood center is as far as donations for this winter?
This time of year, we are seeing winter weather hit us hard. We've had numerous snowstorms, ice, you name it, cold, and so people are unable to travel. They're unable to get out and to donate, and so we have had to cancel blood drives on our end as well. We've had sponsors that are unable to host, all due to the winter weather. We want to make sure that people are safe and that they're able to travel safely. And so, you know, with more winter weather expected, we just really could appreciate those that are able to come donate in upcoming days and upcoming weeks to really do so. We need those people out donating, and that way we're able to maintain our blood supply.
And then just how does the blood supply currently compare to years past, maybe without as bizarre of a winter as we've had, at least here in Southeast Iowa?
You got it. So, you know, we were really fortunate earlier in this winter season that we didn't have the big snowstorms. But now we are really seeing that need. We need those people to come in, and it's all blood types. All blood types are needed just because we need to have that on the shelves ready to go. We do see an ebb and a flow throughout the year. So over the summer months, we see the need increase as well as the winter months. And the winter months is due to travel and illness and people being able to get out there in the winter weather. So it's just that time of year we do see that decrease in donations. But the winter weather is hitting us especially hard right now.
And then I'm sure there are people thinking, well, I'm just one person. I can't make that much of a difference. Can you kind of educate me a little bit about what the impact a single person can make?
Absolutely. So when a single person comes in to donate whole blood, that's the process where we take all of the blood components, and it takes about an hour for the whole process, but 5 to 10 minutes actual donating, giving blood. The rest is registration at the beginning and snacks and refreshments at the end. But when that one person comes in for that hour, we are able to separate that component of blood into three different parts. And so you are potentially helping up to three people with that one donation. And so you're really helping those local patients that are area hospitals who need that transfusion. It goes to cancer patients. It goes to burn victims, trauma patients. So blood is always needed regardless of what's going on with the weather and time of year. And just one person coming in over their lunch hour can impact numerous people and their families.
And then maybe for someone who's a little bit queasy with blood or needles, can you kind of walk me through a little bit about what the process actually looks like?
You got it. So allow about an hour's time for blood donation when you come in. We want to make sure you have plenty of time. But when you come in, it's just a brief registration screening process at the beginning. And after that, when you come into the donor chair, it's about 5 to 10 minutes. Just depends on how your blood flows. But we'll be there to talk you through the whole process. If you have any questions, just ask. And then at the end, it's just snacks and refreshments. That's really important that you have fluids and snacks after you're done donating. But if you haven't donated before, now is a great time to do it. Bring a friend. Come on in. Ask us any questions along the way. We're more than happy to help. And our folks just really love interacting with the donors and seeing people that come in. And you know, we've heard a lot of people say after they've given before, especially if it's something they haven't done, they'll just say, wow, I can't believe I haven't done that. That really was not a big deal. I don't know what I thought it was, but it was not a big deal at all. And I'm so glad that I was able to come in and help folks.
With the critical need, what can people do to help, and how do they get involved with all of this?
Yes, so we would love to see people coming in. Washington area has lots of blood drives throughout the area. We also have some upcoming blood drives. We're going to be on the 28th of February, we're going to be at Waco High School, and we're also going to be at Swedesburg Lutheran Church on the 26th of February. And we also have numerous blood drives throughout the area. So really the best thing that we can have those people do is to go to our website, which is bloodcenterimpact.org. When you go on there, you can search by the date, you can search by your location, and find the nearest convenient blood drive for you to come donate, or a donor center if there's one that's by you that's convenient as well. So we really need folks, as soon as they're able to come in, to do so. That's what we could really use right now and help spread the word about the importance.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with spokesperson for the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, Anna McFarland, to talk about the dire need for blood donations this time of year. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brian Shanahan with KCII News.